Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Hundreds of migrants trying to reach the European Union are stranded on the border between Hungary and Serbia. A newly completed razor wire fence has shut off informal crossings, and asylum seekers say they have found many official entry points closed. Hungary has announced that it's planning to extend the fence along parts of its border with Romania. Large crowds of migrants are growing frustrated and calling for crossing points to be opened. Our correspondent Lise Doucette is with crowds of migrants on the Serbian side of the border.
They've been urged by the Serbian officials who've spent the day here and also by UN officials that they should go to a nearby center. There's food, there's water, there are beds. But everyone that I've spoken to said they're not going to leave here. And the Serbians are bringing in porta cabins, toilets, because they know people are going to be here for some time.
The US military says Australian fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes on Islamic State militants in Syria. Australia said last week that it would be expanding its role in the American-led coalition against the jihadist group. Steve Jackson reports.
A statement from the US military said coalition aircraft struck three Islamic State targets inside Syria on Monday, and that Australia was one of the nations involved. Australian fighter jets have already been taking part in attacks on IS in Iraq, but the government decided last week to step up its role, partly in response to the growing refugee crisis caused by the conflict in Syria. The Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop warned that the campaign against Islamic State would take years, not months. IS still controls large areas of Iraq and Syria, and the airstrikes have yet to turn the tide against the militants.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has discussed the conflict in Syria with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It was their third phone call in 10 days. Washington has accused Moscow of boosting its military presence in Syria. Russia has said it's helping the Syrian government combat Islamic State militants. The founder of Facebook says the social network is to add a dislike button to the website. Mark Zuckerberg said the company had been asked many times to provide an alternative to the like button used to respond to posts. Dave Lee has this report.
Facebook's like button is a simple way for users to signal approval, a virtual thumbs up. The most popular content on Facebook can gain millions upon millions of likes in just a few hours. Yet since the button's introduction in 2009, many of Facebook's users have been calling for the opposite, a dislike button to signal disapproval. Although reluctant at first, Facebook is giving in to those demands, but Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said he wanted the button to signal empathy or pity rather than nastiness.
World News from the BBC. Saudi officials have taken action against a construction firm after one of its cranes collapsed onto the Grand Mosque in Mecca. More than 100 worshippers died in Friday's accident. The Bin Laden Group, one of Saudi Arabia's largest companies, has been barred from taking on new contracts pending an investigation. Its existing projects will also be reviewed. The United States has warned North Korea to refrain from provocative behavior after the communist state said it had resumed normal operations at its main nuclear facility. The White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest gave this reaction to developments.
We will repeat our call that North Korea should refrain from irresponsible provocations that aggravate regional tensions and should focus instead on fulfilling its international obligations and commitments. The position of the United States, and this is a position that is shared by countries around the world, including significant players in the region, that we will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state.
The former First Lady of Guatemala, Sandra Torres, will stand against a television comedian in a presidential runoff election in October. The electoral authorities have ruled that Ms. Torres was runner-up in the first round last week. She narrowly defeated a center-right businessman who pulled out of the race before the result was announced, saying the vote had been rigged. California says raging wildfires have now destroyed nearly 600 homes in the north of the U.S. state. Some 1,800 square kilometers of forests are ablaze, left parched by 4 years of drought. The founder of Amazon has announced plans to build and launch rockets from Cape Canaveral in the U.S. state of Florida. Jeff Bezos says he first plans to send up satellites, then people, including space tourists. The first launch is expected to occur by the end of the decade. BBC World News.